Disclaimer, I do not own Naruto. When I get married, Kishimoto will be getting an invite, and he better fork over the rights for my goddamn gift, or he won't be walking out of that reception in one piece. Best believe Kenshi 618 is going to get his way, one way or another. Be warned. Chapter 12, The Futility of Preparation. Naruto let out a yawn as he sat in Shiho's house at her kitchen table. It had been a few days since he had returned from his very long excursion on dual missions, his original C-rank mission, and Team 10's A-ranked reinforcement mission for Team 7. Asuma had told everyone that after the compounding missions had been completed, that they all got a week off from doing anything, and Naruto decided to spend a few of his days doing nothing to keep from burning out. So he decided to hang out with his bookworm friend and see what she had been up to while he had been gone. He had given her the play-by-play of both missions, and saw her face light up in excitement when he told her how well things turned out. However, he saw her frown visibly when he got to the part about Zabuza and Haku. "I'm glad that worked out for you, Uzumaki-kun," Shiho said, taking a seat at the same table with tea she had prepared for both of them. "But next time, don't ever do that again." She noticed him look down. "I know that you just wanted to save someone that you thought was your friend, but when your friend is supposed to be your enemy, it could be really dangerous. What would you have done if this Haku person had been bloodthirsty enough to kill your teammates instead of incapacitate them? No report would have been able to explain that away. You would have lost your team and probably your career." "I know," Naruto said out loud. He really did know. He played it through his head 1,000 times since it actually happened. If Shikamaru Ino had been killed because he had wanted to do the right thing, he probably would have never gotten over it. Even now, he still kicked himself 8 times every day over it. The fact he could replicate himself, and the fact that his clones had the propensity to talk shit to him when they weren't fighting, didn't help matters at all either. "I don't like it. I know that now, Shio-chan. It won't ever happen like that again." When he said he didn't like it, that was probably the most honest thing he could have said at the moment. So now trying to be a decent human would end up getting him and his friends killed? Apparently the world really was that messed up, and he was still too weak for what he needed to be. For him, being the muscle of Team 10, he just wasn't strong enough, and the battle with Haku proved a very valid hole in his game. It Sasuke not too subtly, wordlessly pointed out afterwards, although the young Uchiha himself was unable to take advantage of it during their skirmish. If Naruto and his clones couldn't get close enough to grab his opponent, then there wasn't much he could do. If he could get close, but his opponent could still kick his head in or stab him before he grabbed them, then all his taijutsu was pretty much useless. Now granted, not every opponent he faced would have the Sharingan to clock him, and each of his clones positioned in slow motion as they came towards them. But that simply wasn't going to cut it any further. That wasn't going to fly against anyone stronger than him. If he had to fight Sasuke again, he wasn't sure he'd be able to get close that easily again. And if he ever wanted to beat Tenten, he needed to step it up. Because she'd be throwing more weapons than Sasuke did, and he and his clones both knew that she didn't miss. Another henge trick like the one before wouldn't save him the next time. It wasn't as fast as he thought he was. He could be outmaneuvered, and then he and his team were in trouble. She had led Naruto come over for lunch after she'd been granted a short day at work and was free. It gave them both some time to catch up and finally get to hear about what happened on his first mission. Seemed like a good way to do so as any. But now it seems like that conversation had settled into the negative parts of his most recent experience. "What are you thinking about, Uzumaki?" Naruto's face twisted slightly before he spoke. "I need to get better. I didn't need you or Asuma to tell me that we shouldn't have walked away from that. I already knew. I thought they were dead. I messed up." He looked over at Shiho, who was listening to him intently as she drank her tea. "So, do you know what I can do? Until I get bigger, the scroll says I can't learn any more of the sticky fist moves that it has since I'm still short," he said, finished with a grumble. She just smiled at him. "I'm glad you're taking the scroll's advice instead of trying to force it along. It takes a big man to admit when they're little." He glared at her, getting her to laugh a bit. "I'm just messing with you. But if you want my advice, you should go to your sensei about this. I don't know any ninjutsu that would be good for you. And like I said, I'm not much of a fighter." Naruto bucked at a snort from his nose as he thought about it. "Do you really think he'd teach me ninjutsu if I asked him?" Shiho shrugged. "I don't see why not. It's not like you aren't already the most adept shadow clone user in the entire village, so you don't need to finish mastering that jutsu. And you just told me that you can't go any further with Sticky Fist without making things up the way you told me you did." I think he'd be happy to help if you asked him to, she said supportively. Arta perked up significantly. All right, then. I'll wait until the next team meeting and... Shio cut him off. You should probably ask before that. The sooner the better. Naruto nodded and stood up. All right, I'll go now, then. And he said, rather excited at this point, at the prospect of maybe learning something new. I'll see you later, Shio. I gotta find Asuma right now. Shio waved as he headed out her front door. Well, I hope I helped. Don't be a stranger, Uzumaki. If you'd like the next time you see me, I'll probably have something set up for you to start learning. You might like it. He gave a small wave back as he grinned at her through the spaces in her bookcase and shut the door behind him. After leaving his friend's house, Naruto grumbled to himself as he stood in the middle of the street, scratching his head. Well, this sucks. I don't know where Asuma lives, or where he hangs out, or anything about him in general. Naruto bonked himself on the head a few times to try and jog his memory in case he'd forgotten something. Grr, maybe the others will know where he is. He gave off a preliminary burst of his sensory juice and spurt. I can tell where one of them is right now, he said to himself as he took off down the street to find someone. Yamanaka Flower Shop. Ino leaned against the counter inside of her clan's shop, waiting for business. Not much had been happening during her week off, and to keep from doing absolutely nothing for the entire week, she had been conscripted to work for a day in a shop, which was still rather slow going. Only now, at least in two addition of being bored, she was also being productive. A ring at the door opening barely registered her attention as she prepared to drone out her usual response to customers entering. Welcome to Naruto, she said in confusion. She saw her fellow blonde teammate enter and look around, pumping his fist victoriously. What are you doing here? Yes, Naruto shouted to himself. I thought I messed up for a second. I still couldn't read any signs with my jutsu. He then noticed Ino looking at him blankly, as if he was wondering why he's there. Hey, Ino, how's it going? She let out a humorless smile come onto her face as she sat on her elbows on the counter and placed her hands on her shin. I'm so bored, Naruto. Please tell me you've been doing just as much nothing as I have. Pretty much, Naruto said, rubbing the back of his head with a salty look on his face. Ino laughed slightly. Right now she knew Naruto hated not really doing anything, so this week off was probably killing him slower than it was her. They weren't even halfway through it yet. Listen, I need your help really quick, can you? She blinked her blue eyes in a confused manner before pointing out around the store. I'm working right now, Naruto. I can't leave. What if a customer comes in later? Naruto stared at her and slowly brought his fingers up in a cross seal he used to form a clone before Ino cut him off from doing so, knowing exactly what he's going to do. No, Naruto, that's a bad idea. You don't know anything about these plants, and you'd leave a henge shadow clone? He brought his fingers down to cancel the attempting jutsu. Well, damn, Ino. I know how to water and take care of the plants, and you act like you long enough for you to help me out. I just want to know where Asuma is. Ino arched a feminine eyebrow at hearing what Naruto needed from her. Well, how would I know where he is if you don't? Check his house or something. I don't know where that is, Naruto admitted, putting his hands in his pockets and kicking an invisible dust on the ground. That's why I'm here. Where does he live? Ino shrugged helplessly. I wouldn't know. I figured either you or Shikamaru would know where you lived, if anybody would know. You're out of luck this time with me. She then had another thought. Why are you looking for him anyways? Naruto frowned. I'm going to see if there's anything you can do to help me get better. I almost got you guys killed back in the Land of Ways. Shadow clones are cool and everything. If that's all I got to go with my taiju, so I'm too easy to scout. Ino gave him a dry look that showed a lack of amusement in how he perceived his own skills. Yes, if Naruto couldn't grab you, then there wasn't much he could do other than exhaust you. And the bulk of his solo offense was directed around him doing whatever it took to get close and get a hand on his opponent. But he really underestimated his own ingenuity when it came to doing that. Naruto's masterful use of henge to deceive his enemies was even something that Ino had worked on trying, and Shikamaru had even worked it into one of their regular strategies. If anything, Ino was the one that figured she needed to pick something up new, hence why she had taken to watching the shop today with no complaints. If she could get on her dad's good side, then maybe she could get him to help her with something else. Maybe help her come up with new ways to hit mind-body switch without jutsu without anyone helping her keep the enemy busy. Or maybe even a new jutsu altogether. Ino opened her mouth to talk Naruto down about what happened in the Land of Waves was all their faults when an adult male voice sounded out from behind her. So, this is Naruto Uzumaki, the third teammate I've heard so much about. Ino didn't need to turn around to know who it was. She'd been hearing that voice every day of her life. And from the look in Naruto's eyes as he looked up at the man, she knew she was right about who it was. Hi, Daddy, Ino said, without turning around, laughing inwardly at the deer in headlights look Naruto had on his face as he looked up at the swamp. Yes, this is Naruto. Naruto, this is my dad, Inochi Yamanaka. Man had long blonde hair and a ponytail like Ino had, only his was a darker in shade, and spiky at the top too, not like his daughter's. He had blue-green eyes, and wore the usual Konoha Shinobi outfit with a flat jacket, as well as wrist and hand guards, and a sleeveless red coat. Naruto slowly raised one hand up and waved weakly. Hi, Ino's dad. Ino palmed her face at Naruto's direction to her father, while the youngest blonde male continued, Nice to meet you. The man kept a rather unnerving gaze on Naruto that lasted far long enough for Ino to even turn around, as she wondered what exactly the man was doing. Rolling her eyes, Ino spoke up to her father. Daddy, stop trying to read Naruto's mind. Inochi face faulted and abruptly stood up. I wasn't trying to read the boy's mind, he defended, who simply glared up at him and placed her hands on her hips to challenge him. I'm being honest, I wasn't trying to. Why are you staring at Naruto so hard? She asked, gesturing back to Naruto, who seemed to be seriously considering what having someone on his head reading his mind would be like. I was trying to judge the boy's character at first glance, Inochi said, as if it were obvious. If he had backed up or flinched, or started sweating, then I would have had to consider the boy of lower caliber character, and he would have had to work hard to earn my respect. Thanks to you, you messed it all up, and now we'll never know, he said to his daughter, whose sweat dropped at her father. He ignored her and walked from behind the counter to Naruto. It's good to meet you, Naruto. I've heard a little bit about you recently. Really? Naruto said happily. The way he said that sounded promising. He wasn't used to people saying they'd heard of him, sounding positive at all. But Inochi hadn't glared at him yet, or anything really. He'd half expected the man to kick him out when he first saw him. After that point, he started feeling a bit more at ease. Yeah, Inochi said with a tooth grin. For instance, more muscle than brain, sticky fingers, junior smokestack. Naruto's face fell to one of a deadpan, with each title he had apparently been given that Inochi recited. His image slowly returned to Ino, who was smiling apologetically, actually out the word sorry to me. And there's Daddy, Naruto gets it, Ino finally said with her face in her hands, just wanting it to end. Maybe if she's lucky, Naruto would only stop talking to her for a week until she could prove she was sorry for coming up with all those fake aliases for him. She was so getting back at her dad for that one whenever she got the chance. Why? There's so many more, and they get better. You know, she chuckled at her before looking at Naruto, who had the proverbial rain cloud over his head. It's okay, Naruto. She has way more names for you. That seemed to make the rain pour harder down, so to speak, as Inochi continued to spy. You're lucky like that. Shikamaru only has one, and so does Asuma. I don't even think that Sasuke kid has any. Ino had to avert her eyes from Naruto as he gave her the teary puppy dog look. Damn, he did that really well. Giant, quivering, emotional blue eyes were super effective. Inochi finally noticed Naruto wasn't taking any of these revelations very well, and he laughed as he patted the boy on the back. Oh, I didn't explain. That's how Ino shows that she actually gives a damn about you, kid. The more names she uses when she talks about you means she actually thinks about you enough to pull something up about you to name you with. Like I said, they get better. That actually prompted him to stop acting down the dunce. As if someone had flipped a switch and with a blink of his eyes back to normal, he looked up at the towering adult. They get better. Like what? Ino's eyes widened as she looked up at her father desperately. Daddy, no, don't you? Inochi grinned and grabbed Naruto's shoulder. Well, there's a few actually, but my favorite one is when she calls you her long-lost big brother. I think that one's rather cute. And I can actually see it a little bit. He turned when he heard something bang against the counter and saw Ino with her head down. All right, Ino, I'm done picking on you both now. Ino let out a huff and blew her bang out of her face before turning her attention to Naruto. Sorry about that. Anyways, I don't know where Asuma lives or where he hangs out. Sorry. Naruto nodded with a frown on his face. And stop talking about Land of Waves. It happened. We're not dead. You're stronger than the rest of us. Don't make me go into your head and switch your wiring around until you get over this. I'm over it, Naruto exclaimed, knowing enough of Ino's family jutsu to not want desire to have him poke around his head. Who knew what she would find in there? He definitely did. After all, Iruka said his mind was scary, and he remembered that. I still got some stuff to do something, though. If it's not just because I want to get better, it's because I'm bored. What the hell did you expect me to do for a whole week? He shouted the last part indignantly, growling to himself. Naruto turned and headed towards the door to the shop. I'll see you later, Ino. Maybe Shikamaru knows where he is. Ino waved to Naruto as he left. As Naruto disappeared from the doorway, headed off to wherever she plans next. She then turned to note her father with a dry look in her eyes. Did you have to tell him about the whole long-lost big brother thing, Daddy? That was a slip. You know, she laughed as he returned back. Yeah, a slip. Just like the other slip you called him. Or did you want me to tell him about that instead? He said, getting Eno to give him a wide-eyed look. I could go find him right now and tell him the other thing you called him. He might like that one. If you ever tell him, I swear to God, Daddy, I'll... Eno threatened, prepared to fight a losing battle against her old man, if he was even slightly sincere at his previous suggestion. And she just waved her off as he vanished from the front area of the store. I thought it was just a slip, he taunted. I like that boar more than the Sasuke kid you've been talking about for the last 5 years anyways. Eno didn't bother chasing him back there, as someone still had to watch the front. Her shift wasn't over yet. She simply seethed at the front, gritting her own teeth to keep yelling, I'm going to make him teach me how to erase memories. I'm going to rip that one out of his head, damn it. She sighed and calmed herself. She pulled a scroll from under the counter and blew dust off it. Why was this one so far back in the storage room? It seems like something useful to me. She said to herself as she started to read it out, mostly boring. Poisons, toxins, venoms, the equalizers of ninja arts. Later, Nara compound. Where the fuck is Shikamaru's house? Naruto thought to himself as he rushed through the grounds owned by the Nara clan. He didn't really know where he was going. He just knew the general area of the village. He hadn't had any friends before being on this team, let alone friends that lived deep in specialized areas of property like clan grounds. So he only knew where to begin looking for where people lived. He had been running through the forests that were so abundant on the grounds, and so far all he had seen were the wrong houses and tons of deer. Letting out another burst of his sonar juicy to see if there was a person around to ask, he was turned around abruptly, stopping to move in the forest. And whoever the hell keeps following me, he yelled, waving his arms spastically. Come out already, Dan. If you can help me out, then come on. If you're trying to kill me, then come on out and let's get this over with. I got stuff to do today. Nothing sounded in the forest except for the natural sounds of what would have been there regardless. Naruto bared his teeth. Chakra echolocation jutsu. With his next pulse, he noticed the person that had been hanging there back following him had left the area again. Seriously, who is that? He didn't know who the person was by their signature. But every so often, he'd catch the person shadowing him when he tried to use his jutsu. It irked him before, but it was starting to unnerve him now. Especially after the last time he'd been shadowed by someone, it led to his battle with Haku, that by all rights should have ended with his team's deaths. All he could do now was continue through the Nara clan grounds. Hopefully he'd run into someone that could help him soon. Didn't any of these people get up and go outside, or were they all just as lazy as Shikamaru? What, was it genetic or something? The forest started thinning out. Naruto saw a smattering of clan houses and praying relief. He had wasted upwards of 2 hours looking for Asuma, by the way, of both Eno and Shikamaru, whom he had yet to find and even ask. He'd been cursed when he began looking at the addresses on the house. Come on already, cut me a break. Naruto wanted to yell again, but in a mellow place like the Nara clan area, it seemed wrong. Reason for his disgruntled attitude was because every house had the address and the name Nara. He didn't know Shikamaru's personal address. In his defense, however, he was sure none of his team knew where he lived either. So as far as he was concerned, when he found Shikamaru, he would have the leg up on him in that department. As he started wandering, a grin came to his face as he finally found who he was looking for, sitting on the front desk, front of a house, with an older man that looked like him. Only he had two scars on the right side of his face, a goatee, and a mesh shirt under a flak jacket, and over that he had on a deerskin coat and hand guards. Two were just playing some kind of board games Naruto had never bothered to get good at. Shogi just wasn't for him. Shikamaru, Naruto said in relief as he ran up to them. Do you know how hard it was to find you? Why were you even looking for me in the first place? Shikamaru asked him as he stared down his piece as well as Dad waited for his next move. Suddenly, Shikamaru's eyes drifted towards Naruto and Naruto. Did Asuma cut our break short? He said, something somewhat miffed at the process. Naruto shook his head. That's the thing. I don't know where Asuma-sensei is. I was hoping that you would, but seeing as how you don't know where I live. Shikamaru sighed and looked back at the board, finally moving a piece. You live on the south side of Konoha, edge of the residential and business districts. Monument View Apartments, third floor, apartment 3. Why did you know that? Nobody knows that. Asuma knows that, Shikamaru responded as he waited for his dad to make a move. I know it too, and so does Ino. We know where you live because of that day you didn't show up because your clones put you in a coma or something. Went to see what the problem was. You don't remember it because you weren't even awake when it happened. Naruto's shoulders dropped. Ah, man, I suck. I don't even know where Ino or Asuma-sensei lives. I just found out where you live. Meh, he grumbled. So, do you know where Asuma is? Please say yes. I've been looking for more than 2 hours. Shikamaru sighed as his dad made a move, prompting him to think about changing his strategy. Having Naruto ask him a question was distracting him from his game with his dad. He wasn't going to lose this one, damn it. Answer your friend, Shikamaru. Shikamaru's dad, Shikaku, said lazily. Yeah, troublesome old man, the younger Nara said, before stopping to think about it. If I had to look for him, and I never have, I would check with Kurenai. If you can find her, you can probably find him. Damn it, Naruto said, pulling his goggles off his head to scratch his forehead. This sucks. I just wanted to ask one question. Is it too much to ask? Shikamaru moved another piece. Apparently it is. Find Kurenai. That's your best shot. Naruto frowned, but nodded, as he held his goggles in his hands. I'll see you later, Shikamaru, he had said, and disappeared in a puff of smoke. Shikaku watched Naruto's smoke dissipate quickly before he addressed his son. He can do body flicker. Shikamaru nodded, still focusing on the game, not on something he had already known about for the better part of the last month. Yeah, stop trying to distract me, Shikaku yawned. Just accept you lose already, so I can take a nap and go train. Shikamaru scoffed. You're supposed to be training me, old man. I told you about our last mission. I will, Shikaku says, as if he was trying to placate his son. I will when you beat me at this. Shikamaru's eyes moved from the board to Shikaku's as they just stared at each other for over a minute. You're really gonna make me get up and tell Mom, aren't you? You wouldn't, Shikaku said, still in a relatively comfortable position at this point. You're bluffing. I would, Shikamaru fired back immediately. His face had not changing to illustrate his point. Who do you think she'd be upset at? Her son, wanting to get in some training with his dad, or her lazy-ass husband that wouldn't bother training with his son when he didn't have anything better to do? Shikaku gave his son a blank stare before moving one piece on the board. Fine. Check. Now let's go already. I think your mother can sense when we talk about her, you troublesome brat. Shikamaru looked at the board to see if there's another move he'd make before slumping back in his chair. Ugh, checkmate then. Both of them stood up slowly and headed towards the forested backyard to begin. How the hell did you know do that? My entire strategy was to wear me down with a stone wall defense and let me beat myself. Shikaku finished for him. I know you. That was your problem. That was too conservative. You never tried to attack. I left my gold general and rook open for you twice to see what you would do. No trap involved, just to see if you'd attack when given the chance and you didn't. Sometimes it pays to be a little reckless, Shikamaru. With Naruto. Naruto eventually came to a stop on a rooftop with a twitching eye. Wait, what am I doing? Why should I be running all over the place five times over just a hint or a clue for where Asuma is? I've got unlimited health. He then quickly formed a dozen shadow clones. Go look for Asuma or someone who would know where he is, like that Kurenai lady. One of the original clones spoke up. Where are you going? The original Naruto sighed, a dejected look on his face. Where else do I go when I know I need training but don't have anything to train on? He asked rhetorically. His clone already knew the answer to that question, showing they knew by cringing. Yeah, I think I should go to the library and see if I get lucky. All his clones let out low hissing noises at the prospect of going to the library. I know. Be happy I'm not making any of you go. I'll make other clones for that to help me look for something later. Now get going. The clones saluted and took off in their search for Asuma while Naruto made his way back to the Konoha Archive Library to see if there's anything worth digging up, like the gold mine he had found in his Taijutsu Theory Scroll. He doubted it, since his clones had scoured the place with Shiho, someone who actually knew what to look for, once already over the period of an entire week, and pulled up nothing. Yeah, I'm not going to the library, thought to himself as he dropped back down the street and began walking. If I wanted to read a book, I'd just go to Shiho's house and ask if I could get anything from her. She has enough books in her house for it to be a library herself. God, why having time off had to be so irksome? Naruto said to himself as he dropped back down onto the street. Ino's working, Shikamaru's being Shikamaru. I can't find Asuma, and I don't have anything to do with it. He blinked subconsciously, letting off a pulse of his sonar juice before twisting his face rather angrily. And come out or stop following me already, damn. I can sense you. I just don't know who you are. He yelled at the air, confusing all the villagers, letting off another wave of it. He shook his head, the signature vanishing from his radar. Taking off his helmet to scratch his forehead momentarily, he stared at it before pulling up his goggles in their place over his forehead. As he continued walking through the village, he loosened his headband so that it took the shape of a bandana as he tied it back around his neck. With nothing to do but playing the waiting game, Naruto decided to just walk about the village. Maybe something would find and fall right into his lap. After walking through the business district on the way home to grab something to eat for the late afternoon, Naruto heard some content. Naruto! He stopped in his tracks and looked around, but didn't see anyone in the streets speaking to him. She's shrugging. He was about to go on his way again when he heard the voice. In here, look harder. He turned again to where the voice started to guide him. That's it. Keep walking that way. 10 more steps, then turn right. He was instructed and wound up looking inside a doorway at Tenten, who was standing inside a shop stocking packs of shurikens. How are you? It's not time to see Naruto. And just like that, his good mood at finding someone to hang out with for a bit was gone. Do you have to call me that? I'm your senior in agent rank, Tenten asked him in turn with a grin on her face. So what's up? She asked him, finishing her task that Naruto walked in on her performing. Not much, Naruto replied flippantly. I'm supposed to be looking for my sensei, but I don't know where to find him. So right now I've got nothing else to do. What are you doing stocking stuff? Tenten gestured in the store. I work here sometimes. Why else do you think I can afford so many weapons on a genin's regular salary? I'm not part of any clan that has a storehouse full of them. By now, you should know we don't make that much money. True, Naruto admitted. On the missions they did, he only had enough money really for his necessities. Not much else, anything leisurely. Hey, since he was there, he might as well have a good look around and restock on stuff. As much as he didn't want to spend all that money on new stuff, he had to eventually. He used a lot of weapons in the Land of Waves. Do you mind if I have a look around? Tenten shook her head. Not at all. Why would I? You want me to help you out? Naruto smiled slightly. Yeah, if you're not busy, I need a new set of kunai and a few shuriken to restock with. Tenten nodded, leading him around. That sounds easy enough. Come with me, I'll get you all set up. After being pelted with pinpoint accuracy by the bung-haired girl's weapon prowess once before, Naruto trusted her knowledge on armaments, enough to let her get his gear together. As she grabbed his equipment, she tried to make small talk. So anything happened lately on those exciting D-rank missions, she teased. Naruto's eyes twist. That's right. She didn't tell him that he'd be doing odd jobs instead of actual ninja stuff when he had clearly talked to her about it before. He even started doing them. That's when Naruto put a vindictive smirk on his face. He didn't feel too bad about it. Oh, I wouldn't know. We did like 10. And I got a C-rank mission. That got her attention. And Naruto decided to go for the kill. And before we even got back, we were given an A-rank mission to reinforce another team. We had to fight missing ninja and help a country free itself and everything. Naruto Tenten's reaction didn't disappoint. She simply stared at him blankly, as if trying to process what he's saying. How? Why? What? Yeah, Naruto said, taking the kunai and shuriken off her hands. Oh, did you get an A-rank mission by now? Not the first 2 months, Tenten yelled at him, waving her arms. That's so not fair. What the hell? She actually pouted at Naruto, getting a mission like that too so soon after Gangstar. It totally wasn't fair to her. And Naruto, seeing her pout for the first time ever, started laughing at it. Are you going to tell me about it, or are you just going to keep on laughing? Naruto stopped laughing enough to speak. Can I do both? He was actually enjoying getting a one-up on someone for once. Tenten shook her head as Naruto told her about the mission. Before long, they wound up at the checkout counter. So how much is it? He said, dragging the total amount he had gone to buy weapons. Tenten added up everything at the way Naruto spoke all dejected over paying. Cheap, aren't we, Naruto? It's 910 Ryu. You didn't get that much. Naruto raised an eyebrow. I don't think I have to pay twice that. Man, this store has good deals, he thought to himself. I'm definitely coming here from now on. He grinned at Tenten, eagerly fished the money out of his wallet. Great, I still got so much money left over. Tenten laughed at his reaction to the price. Well, do you want to keep looking around for something else? Naruto looked around before turning it back to her at night. All right then, how much money do you feel like spending? Naruto looked through everything he had left in his wallet. And said, I think I could spend another $2,000 after buying this stuff. Then I have to save the rest for rent, food, and savings. You know, 2,000 Ryu. Tenten said to herself, started leading back to the Naruto back through the store to find him something. That's pretty frugal, but I think we'll have something right up your alley. Naruto looked around in the specialized weapons section that Tenten led him through. His eyes ran over all kinds of weapons, swords like Nodachi, Chokuto, katanas, even broadswords like claymores and the like. He stopped there, but when he looked at Tenten, she gave him a small smile and shook her head before leading him on further. Looking at the price tags, he saw they were out of his price range anyways. They passed all kinds of things, even maces and Kusarigama. He was kind of glad Tenten didn't stop him there. With a blade at the end of a long chain, he probably would have ended up cutting his own head off sooner or later with that thing. She eventually brought him to a stop in a section of short blades. She started perusing through them, picking up something and putting it behind her back. Naruto cocked his head in confusion. So Tenten presented him with a sheath weapon. One of them would normally be 720 Ryu. This one is made of a special metal that allows chakra to flow through it. All kinds of higher-level ninja can use weapons like this in cool ways. I haven't exactly got how they do it yet. Naruto took the weapon from her hand and looked at it. It was a black sheath with a plain black handle on it with no guard. Naruto pulled the weapon out from the sheath and held a 26-inch blade in his hands. It went further to the top. It curved forward, then directly back, leaving a flat of the blade straight. Tenten had given him a machete. It's 1650 Ryu because of the metal that it's made of. I think it suits you better than a regular sword would. You look like the kind of person that would appreciate functionality over having to learn too much technique, Tenten said as she walked back towards the checkout counter. If you want, I'm sure it would be a cool weapon for getting to have. It's pretty easy to use, and they're really versatile. The sheath even has a sharpening stone in it, so when you put the weapon in, it sharpens itself. For years, when Naruto thought of himself with a weapon, he always saw himself with a huge shuriken, or a wicked-looking kunai, or a katana. But now holding the machete in his hands, he had to say his daydreams were overrated. He marched up to the counter and put it there with his other things. I'll take it, he said, more than happy with it. It was light and looked pretty sharp and pretty easy to use, just like she said. Tenten nodded and finished adding up everything. Okay, that'll be 2,560 Ryu, Naruto. Naruto quickly forked over the necessary funds, and Tenten placed a scroll and put in some strange papers, with a little bit of ink on the counter, confusing him and prompting her to explain. We got a shipment of sealing supplies, so as a promotional thing, we're giving away samples of ink and papers to start people up that spend over 2,000 Ryu in here. Maybe if we end up getting some to someone that enjoys it a bit, we can sell more of the stuff quicker. I tossed in a sealing scroll too, like what I had from my weapons. It's just that mine is special. Naruto grinned at Tenten as she placed all the stuff in the bag to take out. This was great. Not only did he get kunai, shuriken for under half price, he wound up getting a special weapon and some sealing stuff too. You remember Tenten putting all that stuff away in one scroll instead of lugging them all around. He figured he can get him some of that too. Thanks a lot, Tenten. Man, this is great. Before he stepped out, made it to the door, he stopped and turned to her. When do I get my rematch? Has it been 5 months yet? She asked him with a bored look on her face and a small smirk. It's been 2, maybe 3. Damn it, Naruto said before walking out of the store on the street, getting Tenten to laugh. I'll see you later, Tenten. Later, Naruto, she said to mess with him one last time, not being let down when she heard him curse from wherever he was down the street. That was a pretty interesting run, Tenten said to herself. She went back to waiting out the rest of her shift. Naruto dropped his stuff at home before heading back out. His clones had systematically dispelled over time, having found no sign of Asuma, or having used all the chakra he gave them, letting out pulses of the sonar jutsu over time. Grumbling to himself, he, for what had seemed like the thousandth time that day, he pat himself down to pulled a cigarette from his pocket, as well as a lighter, and lit himself a smoke. Where's Asuma? Is he ducking debt collectors today or something? Naruto then laughed himself slightly as he blew out a cloud. Nah, Asuma's a jonin. The best of the best. There's no way a good ninja that good would do something like that. Elsewhere in the land of fire. Achoo! A woman with blonde hair and pigtails sneezed as she sat on the floor of a gambling den. She rubbed her nose and growled before slamming money on the ground. I'm upping my bet My wager is on Han. Dealer in front of her shrugged and lifted the bamboo cup on the ground. Sorry about the dice or chow. You lose again, ma'am. The woman's eyes twitched. Fuck! Naruto absently realized he kept walking through the village. He was getting too used to smoking these things. He wasn't even coughing a bit anymore. In his defense, after the day he was having so far, failing miserably to find his own sensei, which just to ask one question, he earned that damn thing. Where the fuck is Asuma? He reiterated, for the benefit of his own sanity. It was sunset at this point. Naruto was pretty much ready to call it a day, grab some dinner at Ichiraku Ramen. He looked hard, as hard as he could and failed. No shame in that. Did someone just call my name? Naruto turned and saw Asuma walking towards him with Kurenai. However, Naruto and Asuma had something symbiotic. Had something of a symbiotic thought. The exact instance Asuma saw that little white stick in Naruto's mouth, and Naruto saw Kurenai. Luckily, Naruto was able to think fast. And by fast, he swallowed the cigarette whole without a second thought. Asuma had to hide his own surprise at seeing his surest student pull off that one. That's gross and extremely manly. I'm a good role model, he decided at that very moment. As the two joining got close, Kurenai wrinkled her nose. Why do I smell cigarettes? She asked. Naruto had to put on his best possible poker face, ignoring the fact that he swallowed a goddamn lit cigarette. Naruto stared at the scary Jonin lady with wide eyes. Because you've been hanging out with Asuma, sensei? He said, as if that were the exact reason why. And the look on her face, she was about to bite. Thus, it was time to change the subject. Never mind that, he turned to his sensei. Where the hell have you been all day? I've been looking all over the village for you. He started listing things on his shows. I asked Ino and Shikamaru. I ran my own errands and still kept looking for you. I had clones all over the place. I was getting stalked all freaking day by someone I don't know and haven't seen just looking for you. What do you have to say for yourself? Kurenai looked at him strangely. You were stalked, she said unbelievably. Naruto pointed directly at her. Don't change the subject, Kurenai. Where have you two been? Asuma and Kurenai looked at each other before looking rightly pissed off Genny. Don't worry about where I've been all day, he said to Naruto, hoping these wouldn't go much further than that, as did Kurenai. No, Naruto said, shaking his head. No, hell no. This makes no sense at all. It doesn't matter that I don't know where you live or that what you do in your free time or anything. I've been out and looking for you all over the place for both of you and didn't find a single thing. What the fuck have you been doing all day that made you smell so damn hard to find? It's like you were ducking every single form of life. I kind of was, kid. Shut up now, Asuma said in his mind. A date with Kurenai, and I like the one he had, do you only need to slip down to his cute little Genny students? Because if Naruto knew, then Ino would know. And if Ino knew, then Inuichi would know. And if Inuichi knew, then Anko would know. And then they were both screwed, because then everybody would know. And nobody was supposed to know. Well, now I'm here, so we don't worry about it. What do you want? Naruto laughed aside. All right, here goes. Asuma, can you teach me something new? Asuma shrugged. All right, he said, easily with no hesitance whatsoever. Naruto was still stuck in explanation, but as to why I need help. Because right now, as good as I am, I'm going to be get at using my other... Wait, you said okay? That easily? Yeah, Asuma said, scratching his head. I told you, I'm pretty much the only one that can help you out with, well, anything. You don't have a clan to help you, or any shinobi relatives, or relatives, period. If I didn't help you with that, out with learning new things, then who in the world would? He saw Naruto's face light up, and that brought a smile to his face. So I'll drop by your place sometime tomorrow, if that's alright. Since you came to help, for me to help, I'll help you. Let Ino and Shikamaru... Leave Ino and Shikamaru alone for the rest of the week. Maybe we can start on something like you. Yada! Naruto said, joining me excitedly. That's so great. I can't wait. Thanks, Asuma. With that, Naruto made a ramp seal and used body flicker. Kurenai blinked at the fading smoke and pointed where Naruto used to be staying. Did he just... Yep, Asuma said, alluding to nothing else. Kurenai raised an eyebrow. It's only been... I know, Asuma said. Cut her off. He got them to move along again to whatever destination they'd been heading before Naruto came along. What can I say? The kid's gold. Pure gold. He's like a raw lump of clay that's just steadily shaping up. He's got moves you never think a Genin could pull already. Kurenai nodded. Asuma had been the one to say that Naruto could have been good way before the teams were even finalized. So what about it? Does he know what you told me? Does he know what you told me after what happened on your last mission? Asuma frowned at that. I already talked to Dad about it. He doesn't want me telling him yet. He He wants to wait for someone that could explain it better than I could to show up. That sign rubbed his beard. I still think it's a bad idea to keep it from him. Dad means well, but how can he keep going up? How can he keep on going without knowing what's in him? Kira and I looked at the moment to think about it. According to Asuma, Naruto wasn't even aware of any weird powers coming from him during his fight with Haku. He was so angry. He didn't attack Asuma or turn into a machine of destruction the way everybody around him always figured he would. Hence why most every adult in Konoha treaded nightly around the good-natured, bright personality boy. There's nothing you can do about it, though, Asuma. Kira and I reasoned with him. It's still a law that none of us can tell him about it. We could even get in trouble for talking about it out loud like this without really saying anything. Just trust in the Hokage's judgment for now and go with it. He's been doing fine without knowing what's in him. It can wait a little longer. I still don't like it, Asuma said, fishing a cigarette out of his vest pocket. Kira and I didn't even bother admonishing him for smoking around her, seeing as he was really upset about it at the moment. It's like putting Naruto in a minefield and telling him to run laps. There's so many things that can go wrong. Kira and I could see he was just overthinking this for the rest of the day and then slept. She only had one more thing left to try and get out of to get Asuma out of the slump. Well, she might as well left him alone to think about that then there. So, are we going back to your apartment or mine? She noticed him freeze up and look at her blankly. She knew it would work, snapping him out of it. Next day, Team 10 training ground. Naruto still had his headband in the form of bandana around his neck, and his goggles set squarely on his forehead as he looked up at his sensei, who was grinning widely. Asuma-sensei, why are you in such a good mood? Studly reasons, kid, Asuma said cryptically as he walked over to Naruto, fishing something out of his pocket. Okay, Brad, you walk on water like a pro at this point, and you're showing off. And you showing off with the body flicker yesterday, I guess you got that down. So now, we're going to get you jump-started on something advanced. It might take a while, even with your clones. He pulled out a slip of paper and put his hand on. Channel chakra into that. Naruto looked at his sensei and then the paper in his hands before doing what he was asked. The paper split in half, surprising him. What happened? Did I use too much? Asuma had a look of very noticeable surprise on his face. No, that was just fine. Exactly what was supposed to happen, a smirk on his face. Looks like as a sensei, I picked right going for you again. Naruto, you have the elemental nature of the wind variety, just like me. Lucky you. So, Asuma said not necessarily, getting what the big deal was at the moment. What does that mean? Asuma chuckled and put a hand around Naruto's shoulders to let him laugh. I'm glad you asked. Let me explain to you. You're really going to like what I have to say. I can almost promise you that. How to train your genin. Tip 9. Sleep is for the weak, not... You want your genin to work hard. But there's a point where training hard turns into overtraining. And there are problems with that. Overtraining can result in injuries. And over time, these injuries accumulate and wind up shortening your genin's overall career. You know, unless you got some kind of weird genetic disposition to healing yourself as good as new, like nothing happened. The same thing goes for missions as well. There's only so much of the time you can have your force squad giving 100% of their performance before it begins to suffer. You can't always go full blast. Have light days where you don't train as hard, or even give them days off, especially after difficult missions. If your team is well rested, then that just makes them all the more better in the long run. If you have an overachiever, well, tie him or her up and make them rest. Who cares if it's not his or her choice? What is this, a democracy? It's for their own good. In the end, if you don't let or make them rest, then eventually their best just won't be as good as it would have been otherwise, and could prove to be fatal. Both of you, both to the mission you wind up on, and their very lives. Shiho. Author's notes. Nothing to say. Hope you enjoyed. I'll do it again soon enough. Later. Kenshi out.